Well, today is Memorial Day. How do you plan to spend it? Memorial Day is, of course, an American holiday observed on the last Monday of May, and it honors the men and women who died while serving the U.S. military. Now, originally it was known as Decoration Day, and it originated the years following the Civil War and then became an official federal holiday in 1971. Many Americans observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries or memorials and holding family gatherings, participating in parades, things like that. For many people, unofficially at least, it marks the beginning of summer. Now, in the early years, the Civil War claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history, requiring the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to those countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Now, it's unclear exactly where this tradition originated. Numerous different communities may have independently initiated the memorial gatherings. Nevertheless, in 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Now, Waterloo, which had first celebrated the day on May 5, 1866, was chosen because it hosted an annual community-wide event during which businesses closed and the residents decorated the graves of soldiers with flowers and flags. Now, on May 5, 1862, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie in almost every city, village, and hamlet churchyard in the land. That was his proclamation. Now, the date of Decoration Day, as he called it, was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. On the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of the 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers who were buried there. Many northern states held similar commemorative events and also carried on the tradition in subsequent years. By 1890, each one had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. Many southern states, on the other hand, continued to honor their dead on separate days until after World War I. Now, Memorial Day, as Decoration Day gradually became known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and then the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all the wars. And for decades, Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th, the date that Logan had selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May, in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees. And that was the change that went into effect in 1971. The same law also declared Memorial Day as a federal holiday. Well, cities and towns across the United States host Memorial Day parades each year, often incorporating military personnel and members of veterans organizations. Some of the largest parades take place in Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. Now, Americans also observe Memorial Day by visiting cemeteries and memorials. And on a less somber note, many people throw parties and barbecues on the holiday, perhaps because it kind of unofficially marks the beginning of summer. Thanks to the website history.com for a little bit of that background information there. A little bit more pertinent, though, they talk in the article about many of the large cities in the country, the Washington, D.C.s, the Chicagos, the New Yorks, who typically hold large parades and lots of Memorial Day activities. And that may be true. However, just about every community of every size across the country holds some sort of a Memorial Day tribute. Many of them here in our area, of course, hold Memorial Day tributes as well. Some of them might be parades. Some of them may be small services at local cemeteries. Some of them may be even larger services at local cemeteries. They may include speakers. Those speakers may very well include important military personnel. In some cases, they might involve members of the clergy. Or it may also be someone who just has some sort of a connection but may not necessarily be a veteran who will be part of that service. Now today, sadly, our World War I veterans are gone, and many of our World War II veterans are rapidly disappearing as well. But many of them will also attend to different services during the course of today, along with their brothers and sisters from the Korean War era, the Vietnam era, of course, also from the Desert Storm and some of those other different activities that we've been involved in here in the last couple of decades as well. Many of them will be present to be a part of all that. Many of the current service personnel may also be a part of that as well as the veterans from some of the different branches, whether it be the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. It might be active service duty personnel. It might be members of the Guard and Reserves also who might be honored during the course of today. As we found out, especially in the last couple of decades, it's not just the active service military personnel who are those that sacrifice. It's also those who are part of our Guard and Reserves, members who have been called to active duty, not just called to active duty, but then asked to serve in some remote locations overseas. And in many cases, those may be very dangerous places as well. Some have given their lives, and for that, we celebrate their efforts and their sacrifice on this day. Many of the local locations will have different types of events throughout the morning here in the area. You can check our website at kjan.com and go to our daily diary page to find out a little bit more about some of the different details on some of the local services. Many of the local towns will have services at the different cemeteries. You'll see a lot of color. Most of that color will be red and white and blue today. You'll see an awful lot of American flags. It'll be posted not just on grave markers, but also flying proudly in different locations across the area. In Atlantic, a little bit later on this morning, we will be broadcasting live from the local Memorial Day service. That'll happen at 10 o'clock this morning at the Atlantic Cemetery. We'll have that service for you, as we have for the last few decades here on KJAN. That'll be broadcast for you live. They will have music. It will include the Atlantic Band. There will be pomp and circumstance as well. The firing squad members will be there. There will be speakers. There will be clergy there. There will be a lot of people there as well. And if you have some time today, we do encourage you, no matter where you live, to go out and participate in some of those services. In a lot of cases, the crowds are pretty good. When the weather's good, the crowds are pretty good. But there always is room for more people. So we hope you do get a chance to get out. Important also to take the children with you as well. Sometimes they don't necessarily understand exactly why folks are taking the day off, whether it's a day off of school or a day off of work. Maybe don't necessarily get the meaning behind that, especially the younger children. They just know it is a day off. It's an extra day away from things on a Monday. Chance to maybe go outside and play. Do a few things with friends, perhaps gather with family, maybe have a picnic or a backyard barbecue. But it's important that they understand the actual meaning behind the reason for this particular day off, because so many men and women made the sacrifice. The ultimate sacrifice is the reason that we have the freedom today to be able to do the things that we like. 24 hours in one day. That means on Monday, May 27th, today, we'll have 24 hours in which to enjoy the day. 1 hour out of that 24 could easily be spent at one of the area services honoring those who made that all possible. So we do hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy the day, but also get out and remember those who gave you the opportunity to enjoy this day. And again, if you can't make it there in person, we do ask you to tune us in on the radio a little bit later on this morning. Again, at about 10 o'clock this morning, the Atlantic Veterans Groups will sponsor once again the local Memorial Day celebration here at the Atlantic Cemetery, and we hope you take the chance to be a part of that one way or the other. So happy Memorial Day. We hope you enjoy the day, and as always, we very much thank those who made this day possible.